The Tennessee State Fair has hired an independent ride inspector after recent incidents at opposite ends of the state. At the Greene County Fair in Northeast Tennessee, three girls were injured after an apparent mechanical failure caused them to fall from a Ferris wheel. And last week, eight people were injured in Memphis after a ride operator prematurely released their safety restraints. Those events prompted the fair in Nashville to hire an additional inspector. They didn't have to do that. The state doesn't require it. Tennessee relies on amusement operators to hire their own inspectors and safety permits issued by other states. State Fair Manager Scott Jones, who has been involved with the event for nearly 30 years, thinks there is strong support for more oversight.
I would say that all the fairs across Tennessee and festivals and ride operators, in that matter, would welcome having Tennessee ride inspectors if there is funding available.
This year, the state did allocate nearly $500,000 to hire five new people for the Labor Department's Amusement Device Unit. The department says the Greene County incident has caused them to reconsider what exactly they should do with those funds. They say regardless, the new hires are most likely to serve as regional consultants and that their on-site duties would be limited. The Tennessee State Fair starts this week.